Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, hang on. I got to reach for something. Ah, got it. That was pretty. You have to be a professional to be able to pull that off, right, Linda? That's not an easy one.
Yeah. Very hard.
Yeah. All right. Here we are on Super Tuesday, and we have, what, 15 states and America, Samoa. That's actually for the Democrat. No, Republicans, the U.S. territory of American Samoa. They're holding caucuses, Republican caucuses there. But maybe it's just the Democrats. I got to get this right. Anyway, we're looking at a lot of polls. We saw the New York Times, Siena poll, Trump up by 4. We saw the Wall Street Journal, Trump up by 5. The CBS poll to me was the most interesting because it had Trump over the 50 percentile mark at 52%, which I think is a big, big deal. But it's more important than that. If you look at the New York Times Siena poll, for example, 10% of 2020 Joe Biden voters now say they're backing Trump. In the same poll, 40% say Trump's policies help them. Same poll, 43% said Joe Biden's policies are hurting them. The CBS poll, and by the way, remember last week we had a 38% Gallup approval rating for Trump and 86% of Americans saying, yeah, Joe is too weak, frail, and a cognitive mess to be president. 86% of all Americans. I mean, that is, to me, I don't know if they're putting their heads in the sand. I don't know if they're in denial. I'm not really sure. You know, for example, there was a profile of the New Yorker reporting on the president and his closest aides. They don't believe the polling. Quote, a series of senior aides saying that they doubt Biden is trailing Trump by as much as some of these polls have suggested. Polling is broken, one of them said. You can't figure out how to get someone on the phone. Pollsters partly concede the point. Few people these days are willing to be candid with a stranger. There are challenges. But I can tell you the three guests that I'll introduce in a minute, they have nailed pretty much every primary in this primary season so far this year. But the CBS poll was, you know, how was the economy under Trump? 65% said good. How is it under Biden? 60% say it's bad. And by the way, and he's going to blame big corporate, greedy corporations and shrinkflation and attack capitalism and free markets. That's not why the only reason companies, if they're shrinking the amount of content and the packages that they're putting together, is because they're trying to find ways to keep their profit margins up and keep their employees working. And they're not doing it for free. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in business. Wall Street Journal You know, it's just one of the latest to find again, and we've seen this in pretty much every state, starting with New Hampshire. I'm starting with Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, and South Carolina, and moving to Michigan and Idaho and North Dakota last night. Trump, what, had 86% of the vote last night there. But anyway, it's immigration ends up being the top issue. That's not good for Joe Biden for all the obvious reasons. And then meanwhile, Fox News has a poll, and Donald Trump is enjoying a huge amount of support from voters that traditionally make up a big part of the Democratic Party base. Donald Trump now in this poll has 28% of support from African-Americans. 51% majority support Donald Trump, voters under the age of 30. 48% support among Hispanic-Americans, and 43% support with suburban women. And that's even after all the demagoguing about abortion, and there'll be a lot more. And more recently, in vitro fertilization, although instantaneously Donald Trump, you know, came out in support of in vitro fertilization, IVF, they call it. Anyway, and then there's other things that stood out at me. You know, besides all this, if you look at the questions that they're asking, they're saying only 41% give Joe high marks on addressing climate change. Only 41% say he's helped the African American community at all. Only 38% he's helped the working class. 58% said no. 36%, that's all the support he has in terms of improving the U.S. world image. 61% say he's mostly failed on the handling of the economy. 61% say he's mostly failed. 63% that he has mostly failed on making the U.S. safer. 69% said that he's mostly failed unifying the country. Improving border security, 71% say he's mostly failed. I'm worried about the 29%. Where the hell do they come from? What are they thinking? Anyway, our pollsters are with us. John McLaughlin, Matt Towery, and Robert Cahaley. John McLaughlin and his associates. Robert Cahaley with Trafalgar and Insider Advantage with Matt Towery. Welcome all of you back to the program. Well, let's start with tonight. Matt Towery, what are we expecting tonight?
Oh, I don't think you can expect any major shockers tonight. You might have a little interesting action on the Republican side in Virginia and Vermont, but it'll be insignificant. Virginia's Republican Party is primarily Trump, I believe. Vermont, I'm not sure of. The rest of the country, you're going to see Trump win massively. And I think you're going to see Biden perform well also. This business about,
Wait a minute. Biden doesn't have an opponent. Nobody knows who Dean Phillips is. I tried to be nice and put him on once, but nobody knows who the guy is.
Well, I mean, Sean, the expectation that's been created by the media is that people are going, where they have the opportunity, they're going to vote for a category where they're not committed. And that's not everywhere. But that's not really going to materialize beyond any great level. I mean, he's got his nomination, and Trump is definitely going to have his nomination by next week. The issue is, what does Nikki Haley do? And really, she's relatively irrelevant after the point. What she does really doesn't matter.
Let's get your take, John McLaughlin.
I think Matt's right, because, you know, Trump has, with North Dakota last night, he has 273 delegates. She only has 43. And after tonight, we should be over 1,000 on our way to the 1,215 needed to win. But Donald Trump's run, I've been in both his past campaigns, and in 2016, that went on for a while. In 2020, we're actually picking up delegates faster than we did in 2020. So he's going to pick up the nomination next week. It's over. And as Matt said, Nikki Haley's irrelevant. She has to decide what she wants to do for herself. Because Donald Trump is moving forward, and the race with Joe Biden is on. As you saw last week, when you went to Texas with President Trump, Joe Biden followed you. And Joe Biden, he's afraid of Donald
Trump. Do you think he followed me, or did he follow Trump? Let's be real here.
Well, you're the one who hosted the show on the border.
I did. And it meant it had been planned way in advance, yes. Well, somebody's phone is acting up there. We're going to figure out which one. Hang on. Let me go to Robert Cahaley. By the way, Matt Towery and Robert now have a new podcast. Robert, how do people find it?
Yeah, just go to wherever you get podcasts, and it's called Polling Plus, and we're on all the major platforms. You can hear us once a week and kind of give our opinions about what's going on in politics, and plus a lot of other fun and related subjects.
But I don't even know how to take that. I'll let that go. What do you see happening tonight?
Well, I think what you're going to see is a big Trump victory across a lot of these states, and I think shortly after the polls close, Nikki Haley will come out and give a victory speech.
You think she's going to give a victory speech?
She'll give a speech that sounds like a victory speech. The media will say that Nikki's doing really well and that Trump underperformed expectations.
Look, I don't have anything against Nikki Haley. She came in third in Iowa. She lost by double digits in New Hampshire. 2-1 she lost against none of the above in Nevada, and didn't even apply to be in the delegate race out there. Then at that point, if I was advising Nikki Haley and she has presidential ambitions, I would have said, with the polls showing that she was going to lose by 20% in her state of South Carolina, I would say, don't do that and come back in 4 years, because the Republican Party is going to have an open primary. And I'm not sure what the thinking was on their part. Do you?
Well, I can tell you this. There's nobody out there telling her to come back in 4 years. Because the fact is, a lot has happened since she was governor, and a lot, including the entire America First movement, which she has so far distanced herself from on purpose. So
yeah.
I think she's doing what she needs to do, because there's no room the way this party is now for that philosophy. And candidates with that philosophy just aren't going to win.
What, John McLaughlin, look, I don't tell people what to do with their lives, but I think from the get-go, and there were people that I like in this race. I'm fond of Governor Ron DeSantis, and I understand why President Trump was angry at him. He felt, hey, wait a minute, I really went to bat for you in 2018. What are you doing competing against me? And he felt that way about Nikki Haley. That's fine. It's a blood sport. It's not for the faint-hearted. What would be the best message for Trump, assuming we're all right and that this is going to be a very good night for him?
The best message is exactly what he did in South Carolina, exactly what he's been doing. He's taking it to Joe Biden. Nikki Haley, I mean, in California, you got 169 delegates up, and she's losing 72-18. Now, and in the reality of this is, President Trump is going up in the polls. He leads all those polls you cited. He leads Joe Biden in the polls, because it's a contrast between, you're worse off under Joe Biden, you're better off under Donald Trump. And all this nonsense where they're trying to put Donald Trump in jail and indict him and then convict him, Americans are way beyond that. We're looking at Joe Biden. We're saying he's old, he's corrupt, it's time for him to go. And as President Trump says, it's time to fire Joe Biden. So that's what the voters want to hear tonight. That's what they're going to hear from President Trump.
Yeah, I would expect that too. Matt Towery, I mean, that is a little bit of an unknown. I mean, these are uncharted waters. As the president, you know, potentially faces a number of trials before November, I think most of these cases will have to be put off till after the election, which would be a good thing, I think, for the country. I don't think it's fair. I think at some point it becomes election interference. I think we've weaponized the justice system in this country. But assuming that that's the case, and maybe, okay, New York throws another charge at him with the Stormy Daniels case, I think people are going to roll their eyes.
Yeah, I may be the only lawyer, ex-tolster, whatever, in America. I thought that Trump had real problems with these legal issues 2 years ago, but just bit by bit, they've fallen by the wayside. I agree with mostly what John's saying. New York could be a little problematic. Georgia's probably going to get delayed till after the election, if nothing else. I will say this, two things to Donald Trump. Number one, and for people who follow this race into the fall, beware of polls that give you gifts right now. Trust me, these polls are going to become very close. I don't care if Joe Biden is sitting in the White House eating Gerber baby food. It's going to be a one-point race in states like Georgia and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. And these pollsters will change their methodology, and it'll get very close. So second thing I'd say is beware of billionaires bringing gifts, because so many people now, Sean, have worked so hard to try to keep this man from winning. And they plotted. They got Nikki Haley. They got other people. He has spoiled every one of them. The only thing Donald Trump needs right now is money, because New York is trying to stave him and cut off his money. They pinpointed his exact cash flow. I would just say be very careful of people offering gifts right now, because they didn't like you last week, and they're not going to like you next week.
By the way, to Robert and John, I just want you guys to know we're going to have in the future an intervention as it relates to Matt Towery. Matt Towery tried to pull this on me once, and he got addicted to the early bird special in his place in Florida, and I dragged his ass out of retirement once, and he actually mentioned it the other day, and I'm ready to wring his neck if he wants to do that. I'm not going to let him.
We'll talk about that not on national radio.
No, I like talking about it on 750 great radio stations. Why not? I think it's the perfect place. It's appropriate as any other place. But anyway.
You don't want to go there, brother.
All right. We'll be watching tonight. Matt Towery, Robert Gahaley, and John McLaughlin, our pollsters. When we come back, we'll hit the phones. It's toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN as we continue. Later on, Governor Kristi Noem and much more. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me.
He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, let us get to our busy, busy telephones as we say hi to Jerry in my home state, the free state of Florida. Jerry, hi, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
We are well, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. Born and raised 61 years in Southern California, a three-year resident of Florida, loving it here.
I'm telling you, the people are great everywhere I've been. I mean, it's nothing like New York City, I can tell you that.
California, too. Sure.
Hey. It's an Adam Schiff hole up there, trust me. Anyway, what's going on?
I love your interviews with President Trump, and you had another great one the other day. And you always start to ask him a question about how do you get, you know, that personality, because you know him really well, and you mentioned that. And you say, "How, Mr. Trump, how do we get that personality, that other side of you to shine, you know, in the public eye?" And he always seems to evade that question. He kind of goes off in another tangent. And somehow you guys close to him have got to get him to show that other side of him, because he needs these progressives and all these other, you know, non-Trump folks to jump on board in November. Otherwise, you know, we all know we're going to have some struggles. So how do we get that to happen?
Look, and you're describing it accurately. I mean, I knew him many, many years before he ever really thought about running for president, and he kind of flirted with it. Nobody ever took it seriously. I know I never took it seriously. I think Roger Stone actually did. Roger Stone saw this a long time ago, to his credit. But for the rest of us, I mean, I never thought he would be serious about it. When you meet him, and when I used to interview him long before he was ever going to be president, I mean, you'd go to Trump Tower, you'd be met by people, he'd bring me around and introduce me to Ivanka and Eric and Don Jr., and their offices were right next to his office, and just was gracious as can be. Well, he'd walk me down from Trump Tower, he'd take me to the store that they had on the main floor in the lobby of the Trump Tower, and
You know, he'd start picking stuff out and saying, here, take this with you, take this with you. And I don't like to get stuff for free from people. I'm not there for that. I'm a kind of pay my own way type of person, but he'd like force it on you. I'm like, okay, thank you. I appreciate it. It's not necessary. But that's the way he is. Engaging, humorous to a fault, you know, irreverent, politically incorrect even at times, but, you know, the kind of person that you're captivated to be around. He's got this infectious personality, and I would argue a lot of the circumstances that he's been through, he's been under fire from the day he came down that escalator with Melania. I'm not sure he ever expected that. I'm not sure any of us ever expected it would get that intense. And so it has forced him. He is a natural fighter. He's a street fighter. And I kind of relate to it because my entire life, I can just relate to that aspect of it. I never thought I'd survive in radio or TV. I always felt for years I was doing my last show. Maybe this is my last show. I don't know. But that's up to the dear Lord above. And I will just tell you that it's there. And I've even seen it when he's been president. It's just hard when you're under constant fire. And that's usually the answer that he gives. But he's going to have his moments. If you notice, there's a big difference between, I think, the town halls that he gives and the rallies that he gives. In the rally, I think they're geared a lot more towards the base of the party. I think he's getting, you know, he's feeding off the crowd. I've given speeches. It's a natural tendency if you're giving a speech and people are getting worked up on what you're saying. You tend to maybe take it a little further and a little further, and because they're kind of asking for it and you want to make people happy. But when he's in the town hall environment, you could just see. I mean, it's kind of laughable to watch the media try to say, well, he mixed up this person and that person. He has cognitive decline. I'm like, okay, is that like a joke? Because he can talk about any subject for hours on end. He knows, I can ask him any question. He'll have an answer. He's dialed into the issues of the day. He has a strong belief system. And yet, on the outside of that part of his life, try and imagine living with the threat of 91 indictments against you and knowing that a lot of this is because of lawfare or the weaponization of our Justice Department, knowing it's fundamentally unfair. I mean, this case in New York, he can't get a fair trial in New York. We saw that, you know, summary judgment. Let's just go right to the penalty phase and we'll go after Donald Trump. Even though he has all the disclaimers and every contract he has about valuations, nobody was hurt. Nobody complained. Everybody got paid. There's no victim. And then they come up with basically canceling the entire company and family in New York and charging him nearly $500 million in fines and taking over conservatorship of his properties. And I think that would make the average person snap. Now, it hasn't done that to him, and I think that as we get closer, we're now 244 days outside of this election. As we get closer, it seems to me, my observation, not seeing him regularly, that he's getting really dialed into this campaign, and I think you will see more of that. Having spoken, my sources, if you will, the plans that they have, in terms of reaching out to varying, I don't want to play identity politics here, but whenever you have a poll, it's often broken down demographically. He's looking for votes outside of the base. I can promise you that. And that's going to happen. And hopefully those moments will shine and people will see the person that I know is in there too. But it's a good question. I mean, if you imagine if you were in this position, he even says, I wouldn't even be talking to you today if I didn't fight. He, you know, politics is a blood sport, and it's called a blood sport for a reason. It is a downright ugly, nasty business. It's not that much different in the media, but it's on a much smaller scale. And I'm a guy that likes to fight. I have no problems, you know, fighting fake Jake, Humpty Dumpty, or, you know, any of these radical conspiracy peddling morons over at MSDNC. I just don't. I enjoyed it, actually. But I got more important things to do with airtime, and that includes listening to people like you. But let's see what happens, okay? What do you think?
It's great. I think that's a great answer. And people don't realize he doesn't have to do this.
he is like the ultimate American that he's even doing this and fighting the battles like you discussed.
People have asked me, you know, in the course of my life, I don't think anybody's really serious. Would you ever run for president? I'm like, you must really hate my guts. Do you not see what happens to anybody that runs? Do you not see what happens to their families? Why would anyone want to put themselves through that? So, I mean, it's flattering, but it's not where my mind is at. And nor do I think I could be elected dog catcher, to be honest. But I would certainly, I know the principles that would guide me as a leader if I was ever in that position. Stranger things have happened, but I think God has a different plan for my life, and I'm grateful for that. It's hard. It's not easy. One of the sad things about Joe Biden when I watch him is like, is there anybody in his inner circle that cares more about him that sees what's happening and wants to inject themselves and say, it's time, Joe? Apparently not, because they're moving forward. Anyway, Jerry, appreciate it, buddy. Glad you're in the free state of Florida as well. Let's say hi to Bill is in Arizona. Bill, Arizona, well, Republicans need Arizona November 5th, that's for sure.
Yep.
And probably 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and probably through December, but we need Arizona.
Hi, Sean, it's a pleasure. Hey, a quick question. Is there any way we can sue Biden for wrongful death on behalf of the young lady's family that was murdered?
I personally think the time has come that the people that have allowed what these former top FBI officials call an invasion of military age men, we've got to hold them accountable for what they are allowing to happen, aiding and abetting in the law breaking. They have blood on their hands. This is those that have allowed illegal immigrants out of prison and not deported them as our laws mandate, have not turned them over to ICE. Those that literally have codified into law illegal activity like sanctuary city and state status, and those that aid and abet and offer transportation and free phones and prepaid credit cards and free housing and everything in between. I think at some point you are responsible for what these people do. You didn't vet them. You didn't do your job. You didn't enforce the law. And if any other American did it, trust me, this Justice Department, I guarantee you, if you're a conservative, they would be coming after you. You'd be handcuffed. You'd be tried. You'd be convicted in a liberal jurisdiction and sent away probably for the rest of your life. That has to end. And God forbid my prediction is correct. I guarantee you there are terror cells that Joe Biden has allowed among the 10 million illegals in this country right now. They will plot, plan, and scheme a massive attack on our country, and Americans are going to die. I pray to God I'm wrong, but if that happens, I blame him. The blood will be on his hands if we found out they came in illegally because of his policies and him not enforcing the law and him taking it a step further by facilitating lawbreakers. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Sorry, I hold people accountable. All right, quick break, right back to our busy phones. Toll-free on numbers, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program as we continue this Super Tuesday. Now, news is covering everything on Fox, but I will be a guest at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern, 6 Pacific, on the Fox News Channel. Hope you'll join us.
Up next, our final roundup and information overload hour.
Right, let's get back to our busy phones, 800-941-SEAN, our toll-free telephone number. David is in Los Angeles, KEIB. What's going on, David? How are you, sir?
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking the call. I'm calling from Venice Beach, California, kind of the belly of the beast of broken policy.
It kind of is, but the weather doesn't suck, and it's kind of cool there, although I think the homeless have taken over just about every part of California at this point, right?
They have, and that's what I'm calling to talk about. At these nonprofits that are operating out here, Gavin Newsom's given $21 billion towards the homeless cleanup efforts, and basically all of this money, there's zero accountability for where it's going. And there's a measure today, State Measure 1, on the ballot for another $6.3 billion to go towards this. And there's all these nonprofits operating out here, but there's zero accountability. They have to declare a 990, but it doesn't say who's getting this money, and they're basically delving it out to all of their cronies, and in turn, this money's coming back to support for Democrat candidates down the road. And kind of what I was thinking to talk about is, why is there no reform in how nonprofits are held accountable for their money, both on the federal and state level? And I would like to hear from you about that.
Well, I think you're raising a lot of good questions. By the way, your state now is facing a $70 billion shortfall the last time I looked this year alone. And certainly they have not dealt with the problems of crime and homelessness or any of these social ills. And yet they're offering, let's see, sanctuary state status. They are offering now free health care. And now they want to give first-time homeowners, even if you're an illegal immigrant, the benefit of that too, and guarantee that as well. I mean, it is all, you know, it's all in violation of federal law. I don't even know what to tell you, except probably my best advice is maybe find another place to live. And I know that might be hard for whatever reason, but maybe you look for your opportunity and just say, I've had enough and I want a safer place to live and a better way of life. And you can find it. It's there. I've lived all around the country. I'm used to moving. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm kind of a professional at it. Anyway, I appreciate the call, my friend. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about Pure Talk, our friends at Pure Talk. Look, they use the same cell towers, same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. And right now is the perfect time to join the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of us that get the same service and save nearly $1,000 a year of the average family. Right now, you'll also get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. And guess what? With Pure Talk, there's no four-line requirement, no activation fee. You get a beautiful Samsung, brand new, built to last, quick charging battery, top tier data security. Now, their qualifying plans start at $35 a month. You get unlimited talk and text and 15 gigs of data and free mobile hotspot. And you'll be on the most dependable 5G network and have the best, most dependable cell towers in America, just like the big carriers, except you're saving a fortune. The switch, it's simple, it's fast, it's easy. You dial #250, say the keyword save now, and get your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and save a ton of money for the same exact service as the big carriers. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You know, Mike Lindell is passionate about helping Americans get a great night's sleep. Now, this all started with the original MyPillow. Now, after the pillow, he focused on bedding and he created the now famous Giza Dream Sheets. And for a limited time, you can purchase a queen size set for only $59.98 or a king size for just $10 more. Just go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com and get these deep discounts. Now, Mike and his team at MyPillow, well, they continue to be canceled by the big box stores and attacked by the media. They do appreciate all of your support during these times, and they want to thank you by including a free autographed copy of Mike Lindell's memoir with any order today. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, check out this sale on Giza Dream Sheets. And when you click on My Square, you will find other great deals on other great MyPillow products and 60% off their original My Slippers. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, or call 800-919-6090 for these great limited time specials. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now,
and you'll get 10% off. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.